But firstly, congratulations. How on earth and how long have you been trying to win the lotto with your friends for?
Nearly 40 years.
Wow.
So that syndicate.
So that $100,000 is just paying for itself. So you've broken even, finally.
Pretty much.
So walk us through that moment, Terry. I think we all imagine, we all dream about getting that phone call from Golden Casket. Did you receive the call, or did you watch the draw happen and then you thought to yourself, wow, we think we've won this money?
Well, yeah, I always check them Saturday night on the internet about 9 o'clock, and yeah, I got them up and sitting there looking. I thought, I checked them again and again, and I said, they're bloody our numbers, because I know the numbers because we've been having them so long. And yeah, next thing my phone's going, because another one of my mates does the same thing. And he said, I said to my wife, I said, we've won the bloody lotto. Like, unbelievable. No.
Did she get on to the...
She was watching a movie on the TV. She said, can you be quiet? I'm watching this movie. Oh. And I said, I said, we won the lotto. And, yeah, we did.
So what's the plan now? Like, do you have any idea what you're going to do with $100,000 each? Are you all going to go on a holiday together? I did hear you with AB and Elliot yesterday on our Queensland Rush Hour, the afternoon show. And have you had any more thoughts since then?
Well, you know what? If we'd won it when we'd started, I could have bought a couple of houses. But I'm in my van down south touring around. So nothing can happen till I get home. I've got to sign forms because I'm the name on the registered card. So I won't be back till the middle of April. So I'm guessing there might be a bit of a crowd waiting for me at City Gate.
I feel like that's going to be the case. They'll be like, hurry up, Terry, get home.
Ticket safe, great. Hey, you're looking at getting a brand new phone number because you said off the air that your phone hasn't blown up ever this much.
Yeah, well, I'd leave it off the charge for a week, and now I'm putting it on every night. So,
is it people ringing you and asking you for a loan or just congratulating you?
No, just all the mob in the syndicate and friends of ours. And, yeah, you know, they've all been good blokes. And I said to Alec yesterday, they've all gone separate ways, you know. Some have retired, some have moved into state and all that. And but, yeah, I'd send a text out, lotto's due, and in it it'd all go, you know. Wow. So there's one bloke we haven't been able to contact.
Okay, so who gets his share? Is that us?
We've decided we're going to do the old meat tray raffle if you don't put your hand up within a certain time.
I've got my hand up right now, Terry. I've got my hand up. Well, congratulations, mate. It's absolutely great to see that 10 friends have won the syndicate over 40 years. It's taking you to get to this point. Any advice for anybody who's continuously putting in syndicates like Dave here? Yeah. He puts it in every week.
Yeah.
Good on you, Dale. Like I said yesterday, you know, like, yeah, just keep putting them in and who knows?
You never know until you give it a go.
Exactly right. Congratulations, mate. Enjoy that $100,000 cash. Thanks for joining us this morning. And if we need a loan, we'll hit you up, eh?
Righto, mate. You are getting line.